Mike Reed Maiden, as we're down in spring training at Dodger Camp, and we have the Hall of Famer, Steve Garvey.
Someday, hopefully, Mike. Someday.
How are we doing these days?
Good. It's great to be here in spring training. Obviously, the first year for the Dodgers, and great combination between the White Sox and Dodgers in this beautiful complex, and a lot of excitement today signing Manny.
And how about yourself? Are you still involved with the Dodgers organization?
Yeah, I do some things for the Dodgers. You know, do a little consulting for them and help them in different areas, and try to take the young kids aside and teach them how to go the opposite way and drop down a bunt once in a while. So it's nice to still be associated with the team.
Well, I'm not going to tell my age, but years ago I watched you when you played first base. And
when you were a little boy.
I'm only 13, so yeah, I can't tell my age on TV. But I watch you as a great Dodger first baseman, a lot of history. And now you're still with the Dodgers. So what kind of memories do it bring back to you being down in spring training?
Oh, gosh, Mike. Of course, it's the first year in Arizona, but I spent so many years at Dodger Town and Vero Beach, and which was the quintessential training camp. It started in 1948, and the O'Malley's brought the team there. And it was charming, and it was pine trees, and the ocean was there, and, you know, the sandy base of Florida. And now we got the desert out here, but the complex is fabulous. It's all about getting in shape, coming together as a team, and getting ready for day one.
Now, do you give any these young players any advice?
Oh, I try to, and most of the kids are pretty good. They're very respectful, and I don't know if it's my age now or what, or accomplishments, but good group of kids with the Dodgers. We have four or five young kids that have great potential, and they're willing to listen and learn, and obviously Manny taught them a lot last year about being aggressive at the plate and driving the ball. You know, they were feeling for it for a while, so... Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot about power. Everybody likes a 1-0 game once in a while, but every day they love to see the long ball. And the White Sox do that for sure.
And our show reaches a young audience, so we kind of ask those questions those youngsters like to know. Yeah. When you look at the game today, how much has it changed from back in the day when you played?
Well, the game's still the same, Mike. It's still the greatest game on earth. The business has changed a lot, obviously. But the opportunities are greater than ever for young kids to work hard and make it their dream to be a major league player someday. And the opportunities are there. Just go out and play the game the way it should be. You know, if you got a bunt, bunt. If you got a hit and run. Sacrifice, run hard. And who knows, maybe someday you'll be up there accepting a, you know, $50 million two-year contract. We'll go to him for a loan.
Well, man, you can make a comeback where these salaries go today.
It'll work out now. I'll just take half.
There you go. The coach on the road with Steve Garvey. Good,